the Sunday Morning Magazine. Again, more information about the show can always be found on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, Facebook at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like, follow, and share there. My next guest is Charlie Howard. He's Executive Vice President of the Greater Cincinnati Automobile Dealers Association. He's here this morning to talk about the Cincinnati Auto Expo, which will take place on March 14th through 17th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. It's our pleasure to welcome Charlie Howard to the show. Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Great, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
So it's the 36th year of the Cincinnati Auto Expo, right?
That is true. It is. Coming right up.
Coming right up. And now, so you are the Executive Vice President of the Greater Cincinnati Automobile Dealers Association. Whew. I had to take a breath after that title, right?
It does. It's a mouthful.
Tell us about what that means. Sure. And what do you do in that role?
Sure. We're a not-for-profit trade organization that represents the franchised automobile dealers here in the tri-state area. So we've got about 95 rooftops in the greater Cincinnati, northern Kentucky, and southeast Indiana. And our job is to promote the auto industry. And there's no better way to do that than to have an auto expo every year. And we're happy to do it for the 36th year.
Okay. So a couple of years ago, I went to the auto expo. It's my first time there.
Sure.
I have my young sons. At that time, they're like 7 or 8, right?
Yeah. They got a goodie bag, right?
Yeah, they did.
Good.
They're teenagers. I got one in college, one headed to college next year.
Yeah.
But we're at the expo. And I saw people open up doors, get in the car, sit down.
Yeah.
And I looked around. I'm like, you're not allowed to do that. Who says you can do that? I'm like, where's security? These people are going to get in trouble. But it is actually allowed, right?
It's encouraged. It's not only allowed, we encourage it. You know, this is the...
I was freaking out, dude. I'm like, they're going to get in trouble. Why are they getting in these cars and sitting behind the wheels?
Now, to be fair, we do have a few vehicles, and they're usually like in our Dream Machine Boulevard that we can't get access to. But for the most part, that's the whole point of the show. It gives buyers, potential buyers, people that are in the market, maybe people are just interested, the opportunity to slam doors, get in behind the wheel, check out the back seat, check out that luggage area. And there's no better way to do it than walk from display to display and see everything.
After I saw that no one was getting arrested, like the first 30 people getting in cars, I did it myself. So it made for a great evening, you know?
Great. Well, we're glad everybody had a good time.
Now, you guys have a lot going on at the Cincinnati Auto Expo. Starting on opening night, March 14th, is Dollar Night.
It is. 5 to 9, we open up the show. We get everything set up. Usually we're scurrying around at 3:30, 4 o'clock, as you can imagine. We open up the gates at 5 o'clock and welcome in the public. And it's just a fun night. It gives us a good opening night, if you will. And look forward to the whole
weekend.
And
it's a dollar.
And at the gate.
At the gate. And at the dollar store, you can't even get anything for a dollar anymore, right?
Nope.
So that's a good deal. And not to be outdone, the following night is half off night. Is that right?
Yeah, Friday we open up at 11. And from 11 to 6, it's half price. So that's our matinee day. But yeah, if you can get in the gate before 6, you get in for half price. Kids under 12, 12 and under, always free. But that's another great day to come and see us.
So what are the expectations at the Auto Expo? Can you come in there and sit down and buy a car, or how does that work?
We have no on-site sales.
Okay.
Here in the state of Ohio, you have to sell at your license location.
Okay, got it.
But that really creates a great environment for people to come, ask questions. Lots of people in each of the displays know all about the cars. So you can really get your, and trucks and crossovers and EVs and everything else we sell now. But you can really get your questions answered. And you'll see people with lists. And it's kind of fun to watch them. Those lists will change over the course of about the 2 hours they're with us. And we find that about 80% of the people who come who are in the market, they make a decision while they're there. So that's why they come and see us.
Okay. So let's talk about being green. Everybody, we see that people are, you know, the battery operated cars where you can charge it up and things like that. If we come out to the expo, starting on March 14th, is that something we can look forward to or be able to see?
Sure, right? Sure. There's obviously that's the EVs you're talking about. Those would be the fully electric vehicles. That's the vehicle that you plug in and you get somewhere around 250 to 300 miles of range. You have a charger usually at home, the charging stations around town and on the highways. We'll have those vehicles. Last year we started, and we're going to continue it this year. We have what we call our EV showcase. Mm-hmm. It was 24 vehicles, and we'll have about that many again this year from 9 different manufacturers. And we also had EV drivers who were there from Drive Electric Cincinnati and Drive Electric Dayton to answer questions, and they give presentations on Saturday and Sunday. We set them up a little amphitheater. So there's some give and take and questions, and it's really a good way to explore EVs and if they fit your lifestyle.
Now, let me ask you this now. If we come out to the Auto Expo and we're considering as a consumer buying an EV, what are some of the questions or what should we know about an EV to help us determine if this vehicle is going to be right for us?
The ability to charge the vehicle at home. Not mm-hmm. all of us live in a situation where that's going to be practical or even possible. So I think that's one thing. Most EV drivers, and if you talk to them, they'll say they use very little public charging stations unless they're on a trip because they charge at home. So I think that's one of them. I think you need to take a look at your driving habits. Mm-hmm. In my case, I probably drive less than 50 miles a day most days. That fits clearly within a range of an EV. But then again, maybe you have to take a look at, do you have family and friends out of town? Maybe you're like me, you moved to Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So, you know, is an EV going to fit your lifestyle? But if you have a significant other in your home or if you have another car, that EV fits in there very, very nicely. So, and there are lots of people who travel with their EVs. They find they can do that through apps and find the charging stations and have no problem at all.
Okay, so what are the cost benefits of driving an EV?
Well, you know, we're still looking at some of those things. Okay. Some things are cheaper. You're not going to get an oil change every 6,000 miles, right? Mm-hmm. But some things do cost a little more. That right now, the insurance costs a little more. Hmm. You have to probably go through a few more tires, but there's less moving parts, so you're going to have some of the things that you have in your ICE vehicle, the internal combustion engine,
okay,
you're not going to face with that EV. And of course, the great thing is you plug it in, you go to bed, you wake up the next day, you've got a charge, and you're ready to hit the road.
Okay, so are you looking at, you know, if you're looking, one of the things I would think about if I was to purchase one of these vehicles is, where can I take it to get service? Is it, you sure. know, can you take it to your traditional mechanic? Is there a special mechanic?
Well, there are a lot of considerations with EVs, and you're going to be taking those vehicles back to your dealer. No question about it. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of, as you can imagine, safety precautions. You've got these vehicles that have, you know, a tremendous amount of electric flowing through them. And that's not the kind of thing you want to do a backyard mechanic kind of thing with. Otherwise, you might be like a bug in a zapper.
That's yeah, right. For sure.
So there are some of those considerations.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about our guests, more information about the show can always be found on social media, Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. You can follow us there. Follow, like, and share at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, or you can listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app, anywhere you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me this morning, we're talking to Charlie Howard. He's Executive Vice President of the Greater Cincinnati Automobile Dealers Association. Now, he's talking about the 36th Annual Cincinnati Auto Expo, which will take place on March 14th and continue through March 17th. Let's talk about some of the special events that you guys are, some sure. of the things that you're doing sure. To make this event special, because you have a lot of things going on. If you come out to the event, it's not only just seeing cars, but you can experience cars. We talked about getting in, but you can go further than that, right?
Yeah, you can actually do a ride and drive. And this year we'll have Chevrolet. We'll have a number of their models available to test drive for people who attend our show. And we're also doing an EV test drive where we'll have 8 different manufacturers with 10 different cars right now scheduled to test drive on the streets of downtown Cincinnati.
Wow.
And so It may not be the final test drive you want to make for any of those vehicles, but it gives you a sense for what the cars feel like and drive like. And I think the public's going to find that a lot of fun.
Okay. And what about the EV showcase? You touched on that, right?
But right.
Tell us more. Expound on that.
Well, it's basically an area just dedicated to EVs. So we'll have about 20 EVs right next to each other.
Okay.
So you can literally go from a Subaru EV to a Ford EV, and you can see
compare
the difference.
Apples to apples.
You got it right mm-hmm. there, right next to you. And again, that's where our driver enthusiasts will be, and they'll be there to answer your questions. These are people who've been driving EVs, most of them for several years, and can answer the real good questions most people are going to have.
Okay. Okay. And now you guys have a Dream Machine Boulevard, which sounds really cool.
It is. It's just eye candy, to be honest. You know, those are the cars and crossovers and trucks that maybe we all want to drive and maybe most of us aren't. But they're a lot of fun to look at. And our dealers always have several of those vehicles in inventory, and they put them on loan to us for a couple of days so we can all enjoy them.
Okay. We can all just, like, slobber all of them.
That's right.
All right. For kids, you even have stuff for kids. When you bring your kids out, something for the kids, right?
We do. Well, first of all, you know, we've been working with Kemba for years, and they help us with the goodie bags that your boys got a couple of years ago mm-hmm. when you first came to the show. Give the kids a little something to do, keep them engaged. But we also have a family zone, and of course that is sponsored by the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Toyota dealers, and we operate that in conjunction with Cincinnati Children's. We've worked with them for now 31 years, where we raise money with a charity party that we have on Thursday night to buy car seats for special needs, kids with physical or financial needs that come to the hospital, make sure that they've got a good car seat when they go home. So awesome. Part of this display is to educate on car seat safety. We've got some activities for the kids. We've got what we call a passport where they can travel around the show, complete the passport. There's some questions and answers, come back, and the folks from Children's have all kinds of neat prizes for the kids. It's a way to keep the kids engaged, entertained, while mom and dad or whoever the caregivers may be are taking a look at the cars.
All right, and with that, we're out of time this morning. Charlie, if our listeners would like to find out more, if they would like ticket information about the Auto Expo, how can they find out more? We'll have it on our social media as well, but go ahead and tell us.
Well, Rodney, if you just go to CincinnatiAutoExpo.com, all the information on the hours of show, all the information you'll need, as well as your ability to save $2 by buying a ticket online.
Okay. So you've been doing this for a number of years, right?
I have.
Okay. So what's your favorite part of the expo?
I think when we let the first people in on Thursday night, it's a culmination of a lot of work by a lot of people, and it's fantastic. You've got the new smell of carpet and new cars. It's phenomenal.
You cannot beat new car smell. I don't care. The most lavish perfumes that they have is nothing like new car smell. I'm sorry.
No, it's pretty phenomenal. And that's our favorite moment. No question.
All right. We're out of time this morning. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much, Rodney. I appreciate it.
We've been speaking to Charlie Howard with the Greater Cincinnati Automobile Dealers Association. The 36th annual Cincinnati Auto Expo runs this Thursday through Sunday, March 14th through 17th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. More information can be found at CincinnatiAutoExpo.com. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.